Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. We're your original social media. You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
Playing that music loud and sweet in a studio. So I'm glad to be here. America's Heroes Group Roundtable. We are globally connected. Military Families Matters with partner family care giver Keisha Jackson. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month and as well National Deaf History Month. Today is Saturday, April 3rd, 2021. Our host is the Governor of Talk Radio, Cliff Kelly. And I am his co-host, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold. Our executive producer is Glenda Smith, and our digital media producer is Manny Carazzari. Today's topic involves something that we should really be paying great attention to. We should have been doing that for decades, of course, but I'm glad that we have an expert on to talk to us about why this is such a problem for us. So we have Keisha Jackson, 22 years, retired U.S. Air Force veteran and family caregiver, and she has a tremendous story of her own. If you've been listening to her, she has been bringing people on that really talk about the caregiver's role in this whole thing about being ill and how do we take care of our caregivers who take care of other people. But we also have Dr. Leon Canterbury. He's a board-certified geriatric pharmacist. He is also a person that focuses on the special needs of older patients who may have concurrent illnesses taking multiple medications. His extensive background ranges from community pharmacy, specialty pharmacy, to senior care consulting. Dr. Canterbury is being trained as a Medicare and Medicaid specialist through the Seniors Health Insurance Information Program called SHIP, S-H-I-I-P, and is a member of the Durham, North Carolina's African American COVID Task Force. So it sounds like he has his hands very, very filled and busy. He's going to be talking about overprescribing medications. Is it killing our patients? That is the topic for now. And so we can pass it off on to Keisha, and you can talk to your incredible guest.
Hey, Dr. Arnold, how are you?
Fine, good.
Good. As I always say, it's so good to hear your voice.
Oh, same here.
Before I turn it over to Dr. Canterbury, DeLon Canterbury, I just wanted to mention that earlier this week, President Biden had announced his plans to spend $2 trillion on infrastructure and jobs with the American Jobs Plan. And I want to read something. Included in this plan is $18 billion for modernization for veteran affairs hospitals and clinics, and $400 billion to improve access across quality, affordable home and community-based care for the elderly and people with disabilities. Mm-hmm. And so we know that this is going to have or can have an impact on Medicaid programs, on the CDC. This could be something that can impact HSA, FSA. One of the things that President Biden is specifically pointing out with this is that it could increase even pay for care workers, and he mentioned specifically disproportionately women of color, mm-hmm. who typically earn about $12 an hour in their wages for caring. And so I wanted to mention this initially before Dr. Canterbury speaks, because he is going to just go to a whole different place and probably once he gets started, I may not say anything else. So I will be providing more information on this as I get it. So I just wanted to bring that out and share it.
Oh, great.
And, again,
great.
Yeah. And I definitely, like I said, I want to turn it over to DeLon or Dr. Canterbury. He'll address however he prefers to be called. Mm-hmm. But just to say also, he is doing great things in the geriatric space, and I'm so excited about what he's doing. And to be one of his supporters, his followers, And I do believe the only reason why he is not all over the world right now physically is because of travel restrictions with COVID.
Right.
So, Dr. Canterbury, if you want to just kind of tell us what we need to know or what you can tell us to help us, I really appreciate it.
Oh, he's on mute.
Are you muted? We can't hear you.
Oh, he should be good. Oh, yeah, this can, you know, continue. Maybe you can tell us a little bit more, Keisha, about what you were talking about, you know, as we're getting this technical difficulty out the way. But
can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. One of the things I definitely, in addition to this, I do want to mention that this information, you can go to thewhitehouse.gov, and you can find information, look up the American Jobs Act. And USA Today has a really good article where they actually broke it down into like four different charts to show you the different breakdown of the $2 trillion and how it is going to be broken down into spending. But for the caregiver community, again, it's going to be good for home and community-based programs, helps to probably with the money follows the person, which is when whoever that person is, if they're being cared for in the hospital, with the money follow the person's program, that money could potentially go into the home to help care for the caregiver, to help care for the person that is being cared for. So there's just a lot that is going to come out of this or potentially to come out of it. But you know, when things have to be passed, that it has to go through the different stages and different people and the different opinions. But the fact that President Biden has put this in there, the caregivers as a part of infrastructure, is a great thing. And we're believing that this is going to do great things for the caregiver community.
Oh, yeah. And that's a good for everyone, right, involved. The people who are, who are actually caregivers and our community in general, just us.
Yes.
because
the VA as well, because the money that's going to go into the VA is supposed to be for the infrastructure of the VA hospitals and upgrading and different things like that. I think we may have. Dr.
Yes, I think.
Are you able to hear me?
Good. We can hear you loud and clear.
Beautiful. I apologize for that. I was on the Zoom call. But I hope y'all are doing well. I was actually thanking Keisha so much for letting me be on today and just share the space and share the work I've been doing. It's so amazing what you guys are doing with this station. So thank you all for having me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Yes. So, Dr. Canterbury, it sounds like you have, started focusing on something that I think is really a critical issue. We have so many deaths in this country from people getting medications that, are overprescribed and it is one of the leading causes of death. I don't think people realize that is actually a leading cause of death. And we talk about the opioid crisis and all those kinds of things as well. So tell us a little bit more about this. How do you see this and how do you conceptualize this issue?
Yeah, absolutely. There is overwhelming evidence that our healthcare system is really failing in how they're addressing the problem of overprescribing.
Right.
Unfortunately, we see close to over $528 billion wasted due to unmanaged or mismanaged medications. And unfortunately, because of that, that contributes to almost 275,000 deaths a year. It is completely astronomical. And it's a problem that I have seen time and time again working as a previous retail pharmacy manager and just got tired of seeing my people, especially minorities, taking meds that are making them more sick and not working.
Okay, say that again, that number again. You said 275,000 per year?
275,000 people are attributed to dying due to a lack of medication management. Yes, sir. A year.
This almost half is what we see with the COVID, right? We're like about 500. Yeah.
Sadly, yeah. Wow. I mean, it's a grim number, but it's true. And this has been going on for a while. And that number comes from the 2016 trial. So it's probably increased from that. Yeah. And so when you work in the retail and healthcare system and see the end result of people coming in with a new prescription for a side effect that they're trying to treat, which honestly could have been managed from just stopping the previous drug, it leads to a circle of what's called the prescribing cascade. And okay. So you end up prescribing new stuff for things that were already being addressed as a drug, and it ends up just cycling over and over and over, leading to more risk of harm and what's called polypharmacy, and putting patients in harm's way. So it's really a big deal that pharmacists and healthcare providers alike are aware of, but there aren't too many efforts to stop it.
Wow. Why do you think that is? Why is it that not more attention is being paid to this if we're talking about, you know, potentially 275,000 lives that could be saved every year?
You know, it's a fantastic question. You know, not to be too cynical, a part of it is healthcare, as sad as it may sound, wants you sick. And it is still a business. And so when people are coming in and getting more prescriptions filled or more copays billed or seeing their doctors more, you know, there is an insurance claim behind the scenes that's getting paid for that. And so there haven't been quality services really in having the right people do medication reviews as a part of the healthcare delivery model. And this is actually a very huge point, in that pharmacists are just grossly underused in healthcare. You and your family, you may think of a pharmacist as a traditional, you know, guy behind the counter, counting by fives, putting a label on a bottle. But pharmacists can integrally save patients money, reduce some of these side effects from happening. And honestly, we just don't have the laws on our side to say that we can work and get paid adequately to do these medication reviews. And so it ends up being a cycle of just pill and pill and pill being sent over without a full assessment of what pharmacists can do, and especially what my company, Geriatrics, does in really getting to the root of those side effects and problems that can really impact care.
Okay. So let's say that I'm a person that, you know, I'm on five different pills. I don't even know the names of them, right? And
sure.
And then someone says, oh, we're going to add another one to it. You know, what recourse do I have as an individual to really look at that? Is it something I should be discussing, you know, with the pharmacy staff when I go to fill my medications? Or how do I, you know, approach that subject and, you know, speaking sure. to the provider even? Okay.
Yeah, no, that's a great one. So especially when you are talking through the prescribing process with your doctor in the office, you're just going to want to ask, hey, do I really need another medication? Is this what I need? What have we done to rule out that what I'm taking now of those five may be causing the presenting symptom? A lot of it's just kind of being aware and knowing some of the stuff that really just kind of get left to the wayside because you're so crunched for time when you're seeing your provider for 20 minutes every 3 months, right?
Right.
And so I will always encourage people, especially caregivers, to ask the pharmacist, do you think this is really appropriate? Do you really think this is the best for my loved one? And just have an open-ended dialogue about it. I feel like because we kind of grew up with this patriarchal, do what I say kind of mentality in medicine, a lot of people just say, oh, well, the doc said this is what it is, so that's what it is. And they don't really second guess or ask ways that they could, one, save money, because believe it or not, they still prescribe medications that may not be good for you, or they may be financially unaffordable. And so they don't think to always ask for alternatives. So you as the caregiver or as the patient, you really have to look and see, hey, look, these are the side effects that I'm seeing. How can we make sure that whatever they're on aren't causing those side effects? And once you have that dialogue going, it can really open some doors and some eyes on where pharmacists can essentially pinpoint what the issues are and get you off of them. And that's what we do with Geriatrics. We find the medications that cause those issues and usually take the headache out of healthcare because of our intervention.
Yeah. So you're not recommending that, you know, because I have five medications I'm taking and they're going to give me another one, that I try to manipulate them myself or stop taking the medications altogether. It's really a coordinated approach, right?
It's a team-based effort. I never would tell someone to just, hey, this is what I think, go ahead and do it. Everything has to be done under the supervision of a provider or a doctor. And so as long as everyone's on the same page, which should be the patient's best interest and the patient's goals, and if they align with the healthcare goals, then everything is copacetic, man. Everything is cool. And that's where we start talking about, okay, let's talk about tapering you off slowly and, you know, with evidence-based recommendations. It's never recommended to just stop something abruptly without talking to someone first and having the go-ahead from a doctor.
Yeah. And, you know, some of the things, you know, people were telling me that, you know, they were concerned about the ingredients on, you know, in the, within the, you know, within the COVID vaccine. And I said, do you ever read the back of a Cheetos bag or, you know, potato chip bag? You know, we put more chemicals in our body every day. So, you know, I'm personally a vegan. I don't say that's the only way to go. But, I tell people, you know, eating more fresh fruits and vegetables and all that, that the diet has a lot to do with a lot of the medical conditions we end up having, right? The diabetes, the consequences of high blood pressure. So these things need to be addressed as well. And I'm glad you said that because, we just can't just go around giving medications just to treat symptoms, right? We have to figure out why the person has a symptom.
Right. And that's honestly the issue is we are not seeing and using pharmacists really to do this. And that's why I started geriatrics. I'll tell you what, I had a patient who came to me. She was on 36 medications. Okay. This is an 80-year-old woman, sweet as can be, 36 medications. It made no sense why she's on 36 medications.
36.
Just so you know, that's 36. That's an astronomically high number, right?
Yes, yes.
On average, elderly people are maybe taking 12 to 18, and those with some other disease states a bit more. But generally, we're seeing 12 to 18 on average. So how can you really expect an 80-year-old woman to take 36 medications throughout her day? It's almost impossible, right?
Yes.
And so we found out that...
Yeah, yeah.
It's dangerous. Exactly. It's dangerous. And so the reason why this headache was such a pain for the caregiver, she's taking care of her mom. She was out of a nursing home. She left the nursing home back into the home center with her family. And they just kept the medications that were prescribed in the nursing home, which is a problem.
Yes.
And that's another issue we see. It's called clinical inertia, where you just see some med list. And you're like, oh, you've been on this? Okay, cool. We'll just keep it going. And that was a part of the issue. I'll tell you this. We were able to get her off of 36 medications down to 8 medications. And we found that there was really only 8 that she needed.
Right.
And it was so rewarding because this is the way medicine should be. You should not be taking 36 meds, paying 36 different copays. And then eventually we ended up saving this woman over $150,000 because she was going to be forcibly admitted into a nursing home again because they thought that she was just unstable. She was described as being a walking zombie, confused, chronic constipation, irritable, angry, forgetful. All of these symptoms could have been stopped had a pharmacist done a med review with her and gotten her off of those meds, which we ended up doing.
Right.
And have so much pride in getting her off and getting her life back and her children back and her grandchildren and her home. And that's really the power that pharmacists have. And I just want to make sure I shared that today because that's the lesson of how overprescribing can truly harm your loved one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I remember, you know,
Dr. Arnold, well, I just wanted to say in addition to that, sorry, my connection is just went crazy, but I just wanted to quickly say in addition to that, if you imagine the age of that person, if that person or their caregiver, a lot of times that caregiver could be that age as well, is responsible for administering that much medicine to a person, if there's a chance of forgetting.
Terrible.
It's just so many different things that it can be tied into this that can make it very, very devastating. for the person.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but, you know, when I was a resident, I remember this one lady came in to me, and she had a bag of medications. And I was like, what is this? And I had to sort them out. And, again, it was like about 21 medications. And she was seeing five or six different prescribers. Some of them didn't even know that she was being seen by all these multiple people.
Right.
And I said, how are you taking these medications? She said, oh, I just reach in and take a handful twice a day. And I was like, a handful? So she's not even figuring out, you know. So, I mean, that was like a deadly situation. So we had to cut out right away. But do you have a website that people can go to? We are running out of time really shortly. We need to have you all back on for a longer conversation.
Oh, I would love to be back on. You can check me out at geriatrics.org. It's spelled a little differently. So GERIATRX as in x-ray, .org. So okay. It's kind of like the RX pharmacy symbol. So it's geriatrics, all one word. I have plenty of ways that you can save money on our Facebook page and Instagram page. We have tons of tips on healthcare cost savings and ways you can look out for side effects that can be a sign of being overprescribed.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Leon Canterbury and Keisha Jackson, for bringing this informative perkin. And both of you have a happy Easter. Tomorrow's a nice day, so make sure you get some of the sun rays out there. But we're going to move on to the next segment, and we want you to stay with us. Stay with us. America's Heroes Group is here to stay, and come back.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, SeidmanLaw.net.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Market, advertise, and sponsor your business with Vietnam veteran Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group, where information and resources are intentionally disseminated via radio, print, and social media. Call our office for more details at 312-803-2618.